recognizing your day and her message. Noah, there was the day of Noah. There was the day of Lot. Noah had his own message for that day. There was the day of Lot. Lot had his message. Had his message. He recognized his visitation that made him to escape. Luther had his own day. John Wesley had his own day. And they had their message. Luther had his message for his day. Wesley had his message for his day. And by the time we come to 1906, what is popularly referred to as the Azusa Street Revival, it came through that man. It came through William Simon. It did not come through William Branham. Oh, William Branham is not the one that brought the third works of grace, or the baptism of the Holy Ghost. William Branham came after that. It's another William. And it happens in the seventh church age. William is seven letters. William Seymour. Recognizing your day. What is associated with a day? Another word for day is light. Another word for night is darkness. Amen. So listen. Oh, glory be to God. When he said you have to recognize your day, we are talking about recognizing your light. At evening time, it shall be light. That means there is an evening light. What is the evening light? It is the light that shines, the last light before darkness sets in. Oh, the last light that shines before the day ends. The last light. Hallelujah. Before darkness sets in, is the evening light. What is the evening light? It is the end time message. The light that shines before judgment will come upon this earth. I said, Noah had his day. Lot had his day. What do you call it? Luther had his day. John Wesley had his day. Simon had his day. We also have our day. We are not in the day of John Wesley. We are not in the day of Luther. We are not in the day of Simon. Why? Because the end has come before us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are in the evening. We are no more in the day. Our day now is the evening light. That is our day. Until you catch this, you will only be a religious person. Light always comes before darkness. Does somebody understand me? The light comes first. It is day and night. Night, the day is given for all activities, and the night is for sleeping. Am I correct? It is for resting. It is for sleeping. Before another day again we start. God has his program. Amen. And this program that we are in now, called the mystery of God, started with the creation of Adam and Eve. And it is going to continue until we see it in Revelation chapter 20 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and then the program is ended. Then we go and sleep for another program of God to begin. Hey. Praise God. This earth here is God's laboratory to display his attributes, his scripts that he writes. And he has written it. He didn't write our redemption the day that Adam and Eve fell. He didn't crucify Christ 2,000 years ago in AD 33. The Bible says Christ was crucified from the foundation of the world. We are saved, not the day you came to the altar, but from the foundation of the world. It has long been written. The script is already settled. Amen. It is now time for the actors to begin to take their places, one by one, until the film is over. And when will the film be over? The film will be over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Recognizing your day and her message. If you believe it is well with you, amen. You believe it is well according to the word of God, then make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Somebody,
hallelujah!
It is well.
It is well.
It is
well. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hey.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before you sit down, I want to take a little teaching. So let's pick a text. Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. From verse 41. I want to remind us of something. There's nothing I'm saying that is new. But if for any reason you are not able to catch the impact of what we have been saying, I'm believing that one day God will cause us to say something that will help us to make our Christian journey better. 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. That is Jesus Christ. And he was saying something as he was weeping. If thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. And this is where I am going, the next two verses. For the days shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee in on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation. And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Please be seated. I'm giving an exhortation that I titled Recognizing Your Day and Her Message. Recognizing Your Day and Her Message. The destruction came upon Jerusalem because they did not recognize the day of their own visitation. Listen very well. The day of their visitation, they did not recognize it. The Bible calls them dispensation. The Bible language is also called a day, a period in God's own agenda for the salvation of mankind. It's not only Israel. Amen. Noah, there was the day of Noah. There was the day of Lot. Noah had his own message for that day. There was the day of Lot. Lot had his message. Had his message. He recognized his visitation that made him to escape. And as the days continue, we have what William Branham kept emphasizing. William Branham also preached the message that he gave the same title, Recognizing Your Day and His Message. He gave the same title. But I'm going a different, or rather going further than what he has spoken. I'm bringing it even home because message that he preached 1960 something. If we are to repeat that message over 70 years after, you know that we will drive it home even better than him. While some of his own will look like prophecy, we are in the days of the fulfillment. So that we will let everybody know the reality of what the man was saying. Noah, what do you call him? Luther had his own day. John Wesley had his own day. And they had their message. Luther had his message for his day. Wesley had his message for his day. And by the time we come to 1906, what is popularly referred to as the Azusa Street Revival, it came through that man. Hallelujah. It came through William Simon. It did not come through William Branham. Don't make that mistake. People hate what I'm saying. In fact, what I'm saying here is it takes boldness for any message believer to say it now. Because it will risk your being excommunicated from a ministerial group if you belong. Thank God I don't belong to any group, so I am free. If you like, If you don't like, You can do me nothing because you can't excommunicate me. Amen. William Branham is not the one that brought the third works of grace, so the baptism of the Holy Ghost. William Branham came after that. It's another William. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it happens in the seventh church age. William is seven letters. William Seymour. Praise God. I'm laughing because I know how if some of them have gone, they will shoot me. That I am spoiling what they have presented as the truth before. Listen to me. Amen. Whatever I say, bring it to the scripture. If you bring it to any other book, there will be argument. Bring what I'm saying to the Bible. So many voices in the land. Lot of things. Praise God. A lot of things that are going on in the world today. Voices speaking, clamoring for recognition. But among these voices, there will always be a voice for the bride. In every age. Amen. And how do you know is the voice of the bride, what do you call him? The friend of the bridegroom speaking. The friend of the bridegroom. Amen. The friend speaks for the groom. And the fivefold ministry, they are friends of the bridegroom. And we are not to do any other thing than to point people to the bridegroom. Christ is the bridegroom. And whatever teaching I take, listen very carefully for these revelations I received directly from God. And that is why I have been coming here and correcting myself. A lot of things I was repeating that people say. I'll be correcting myself. One preacher from Abuja entered message. The man abused me tire a few days ago. Supposed to be my friend though. All because we were looking at the prophecy, what they call prophecy that Will Abraham gave in 1960. That a woman will rule America. And Kamala Harris is the woman. And I dissected that prophecy that William Branham gave. And I told them that that was not a prophecy. It was a prediction. Because I know the difference between a prophecy and a prediction. And I proved to them, like they did in the time of Hillary Clinton. They even went and doing the geometry of her name. Coin it this way, coin it that way, with their intellectual grammar, while they were yet in the Democratic Party primaries, that she is going to win. And while they were still in that estate, everybody want to run forth, that the ones that understand the message that William Branham brought to the church. Before they finished, I was in this same altar. And I told them, you will be so disappointed because Hillary Clinton does not fit that prophecy. And it has gone viral, what I've commented concerning Kamala Harris. And they are angry. Who are you? Amen. And begin to abuse me. That I got it was abusing me that he is a chartered accountant. He is a bank manager. He is this. And that I only read the message inside prison. His own indirect way of telling me that I am a criminal. I went to prison. What do I know? Praise the Lord. And he went so carnal and then began to tell me that I am not producing Christians. I was using one of the former prophets that was here who was misbehaving that we have driven from this church and said, this is what I am doing with my converts. And that I went to Cameroon. And I'm saying it because they always listen to me. Okay, you are hearing me now. Praise the Lord. And he said, I went to Cameroon. And instead of pointing people to William Branham, I went and then I'm pointing my own, pointing people to me. Now in Cameroon, they are saying that I am their Moses that have brought them out of Egyptian bondage. He said, that is what is going on in Cameroon. Because our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Who we are chained down in the past.
True jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God.
Praise the Lord. That same pastor, through the Bright Television, they went to his converts, went to his church in Abuja. Through Bright Television, immediately they came in, over 20 people. Immediately he found out that they came through Bright Television. He was preaching against television. William Branham said television is of the devil. And the people are saying, but it is through television we heard this truth and came here. He said that the fact that it doesn't mean that it is right. I went for another program in another church. After service, all of them gathered. They say, sir, this is what was happening. We are your converts. So we thought that is an end-time message church. And then we gathered and see what. So we have left the church. I said, that was your deliverance. Get out of such places. Praise God. For years they'll be preaching. Nobody is coming and is telling me the fact that you have so many thousands of members and then you have a small does not mean that you are right. Jealousy. I quickly replied him. I said, sir, whether I am right or I am wrong, it is because I have an attraction. That's why people are coming. If you have an attraction, people will come. People were following William Branham, thousands. You claim to be preaching the same message. Why are you not having the same effect? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the man was so angry, there is nothing he didn't say. And at the end, he said, he still remained my friend. I said, you are still my best friend, brother. You are my brother. And that will not close my mouth. Don't harass me. You will get the worst out of me. Don't try to close my mouth. I will speak louder than you had before. This truth must be preached. You use the message of that William Branham brought and catch the people. Catch people who are looking for truth. Catch them with quotes that you didn't even understand. But God will always leave himself a witness. There is a witness of people that understand clearly the ministry of William Branham. And that young man in Abuja, you said that I am opening branches. I have no branch of any brother assembly anywhere. And I'm against it. You people are the ones that try to make enter message denominated with branches. The full Nigeria, the full Ghana. One man will be here and have churches all over. And they are collecting tithes and bringing to him. And they don't have pastor. He remains their pastor everywhere. They're all over the world with the ministry of William Branham. I don't have such setting. But I have sister churches that we are encouraging and collaborating and working together. They don't send tithes to me. Hallelujah. They don't send anything to me. But I sponsor them. I support them till they stand. That is the order. The day they go off, I don't tell them what to preach, how they run their ministry, but I'm their brother. They can always call me for counseling. Praise the Lord. And if they have any need and I can help them, I will help them. Especially when I know that is one group there. Especially when I know they are sincere. Not people who are looking for food to eat and they want to leverage on my bright television ministry. The online members together so that you will chop. One thing I'm confident about is the followers of my ministry, our eyes are too open to be mumu again. If I direct anybody to your church and you begin to do that nonsense, you won't see them the next service. So I'm not afraid to direct anybody to you because they have something to use to judge you. Revelation. Therefore, listen to what I am saying. When I teach you something here, this heaven, me, I will go. Me, I will go. I don't know how many people can say that to. Victor, I'm going. And I'm not going because I'm a preacher. But one thing I know is that when I reach there, I will give account of what I preach. Knowing this, I will preach nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth that I know. That's why if I make any mistake before, I will run to this same altar and say, Bobo, I teach you, I say he gave four head. I can't say, now one head he gave to, I was wrong. I will correct myself. And I will not be ashamed to correct myself. Because the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from faith to faith. Revelation upon revelation. Here a little, there a little. Precept upon precept. And it is the word that corrects itself. It is the word that corrects itself. If you are going to correct me, show me in the Bible. Show me in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not like one young man at His church is Martin, where that man church day? Egbeda. He control somewhere there. He was an evangelist here. He was even leader of a prayer group here. He's making noise somewhere there. He left here more than 10 years ago. And every day, if he doesn't abuse me, someone is not finished. And I call him. I say, it seems there's something you know more than I know. Instead of just abuse me every time, can we meet so that you show me in the Bible where I am wrong in my teaching? Please, anywhere, even if it's your church, I will come there. You seem to see that I'm so much in error. Come and show me. Amen. And a preacher from Jos called me and said, I forwarded this invitation to all the people that associate with him. And the preacher from Jos told me, do you really need to go that extent of sitting with him to do that argument? And I told him, I said, which argument? I said, that is my own way of telling him to shut up. You don't know anything. Do you think he will come? I know he will not come. That's my smart way of telling him, you know nothing. Come now. He refused to come. He can't come. If you have some, if Adeboye, Oyedepo, who again, tell me, come tomorrow, before you finish landing, I am in your office, Oyedepo. I'm in your office, Adeboye. I'm in your office, who again, TB Joshua. I am in your office. Just send for me, including my neighbor. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because I am sure of what I have. I am coming with my Bible. I am coming to you with my Bible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, listen very well. Amen. What gives us confidence is revelation. If you are sure what you are saying, I am guilty of, come and help me now. I invited you. Why are you not coming? Meanwhile, all you feed your people in your church is through my sermon. You will hear my sermon and go and repeat it. You will hear my sermon on Bright Television. You have Bright Television in your room. That brother at Ikotu, every 24 hours, you know, they go off self. So that you will hear after today's sermon now, you are waiting for a rebroadcast of this message in the evening. You know nothing. Because God didn't call you to do what you are doing. But God called me to do what I am doing. And I have a vindication for it. So let's continue today, Joe. I'm speaking confidently. I was saying all that so that you take what I'm saying seriously. Stop all this religion and know where you are today. The time for religion is over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are talking about the day. Recognizing your day. What is associated with a day? Listen, I'm saying something very technical here. Listen very well. What is a day? The opposite, another word, for day is light, correct? Another word for day is light. Another word for night is darkness. Amen. So listen. Oh, glory be to God. When he said you have to recognize your day, we are talking about recognizing your light. Recognizing your light. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In John chapter 1, let's read some scriptures. John chapter 1, let's read the first 12 verses. That's why you just get this picture. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Listen very well. The same was in the beginning with God. All things. things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, listen now, who are we talking about? We all know now, who are we talking about here? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, note verse 4. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same man, he came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not John the Baptist and not any other man. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But, oh, glory be to God, as many as received that light, that life, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, if you understand what that light is, that light, therefore, is Christ himself. Oh, glory be to God. Revealing life. Light. Amen. Because gross darkness shall cover the world. It is thus said the Lord. But there is a light that God gave us. Why? So that we shall see the way. What is light? What does light do? Light enables you to see everything that is hiding anywhere. Nothing can hide where there is light. As soon as you enter your dark room in the night, or you wake up and you put on your light, you begin to see every cockroach hiding, running to hide. Rat will run, cockroach will run, even mosquito will run. Because light has come. Praise the Lord. And concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what he said in Matthew chapter 24, from verse 23 up to verse 28. He said, then there is future. If any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. But we cannot be deceived because of the light. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in a secret chamber. Believe it not. Note verse 27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west. There is a light. Amen. That shines in the day. It starts from the east. It rises from the east and sets in the west. It says, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. That is why he added in verse 28, for wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And in saying this, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In making this clear, there is, you will understand, Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 7. Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. At evening time it shall be light. That means there is an evening light. What is the evening light? It is the light that shines the last light before darkness sets in. Oh, the last light that shines before the day ends. The last light, hallelujah, before darkness sets in, is the evening light. What is the evening light? It is the end time message. The light that shines before judgment will come upon this earth. And that is what I want to emphasize now. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say it again. I say, Noah had his day. Lot had his day. Luther had his day. John Wesley had his day. Simon had his day. We also have our day. We are not in the day of John Wesley. We are not in the day of Luther. We are not in the day of Simon. Why? Because the end has come before us. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are in the evening. We are no more in the day. Our day now is the evening light. That is our day. Until you catch this, you will only be a religious person. Well, that's the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But before darkness comes, amen, light always comes before darkness. Does somebody understand me? The light comes first. It is day and night. Night, the day is given for all activities, and the night is for sleeping. Am I correct? It is for resting. It is for sleeping. Before another day again will start. God has his program. Amen. And this program that we are in now, called the mystery of God, started with the creation of Adam and Eve. And it is going to continue until we see it in Revelation chapter 20 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then the program is ended. Then we go and sleep for another program of God to begin. Hey, hey. Praise God. This earth here is God's laboratory to display his attributes, his scripts that he writes. And he has written it. He didn't write our redemption the day that Adam and Eve fell. He didn't crucify Christ 2,000 years ago in AD 33. The Bible says Christ was crucified from the foundation of the world. We are saved, not the day you came to the altar, but from the foundation of the world. It has long been written. The script is already settled. Amen. It is now time for the actors to begin to take their places one by one until the film is over. And when will the film be over? The film will be over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's read it. Proverbs 25. Oh, glory be to God. That from 25, I think, up to verse 28. For he, Jesus Christ, must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has, is quoting prophecy. For he has put all things under his feet. That's authority given to Jesus. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. But when he said all things are put under him, it is clear, it is manifest that the person that put the power, the authority under him is not among. It is manifest that he is accepted. We did put all things under him. And verse 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, Jesus, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. And the agenda is over. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so as I was saying, before that darkness comes, Israel, from where we pick our text, hallelujah. Israel had her own day of visitation. Israel had her own day, had her own message, had her own day of visitation. In Luke chapter 4, let's read a scripture there. From verse 16 to verse 21. Listen. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Where did he find? He actually opened Isaiah chapter 61. And he read verse 1 and verse 2, which is being quoted in verse 18 of Luke chapter 4 here. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. That was the ministry. To preach, he came to verse 2. Verse 2 of Isaiah 61. Let's read it. Verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 61. Where he quoted, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And there are two things there to be done. The acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our day, to comfort all that mourn. Listen, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, that is the light. The day of vengeance of our God, that is judgment. That is the darkness. Two things that Jesus Christ was to do. Go to Luke chapter 4 and verse 19. Now he's now in verse 2 of Isaiah 61. He said, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. But he did not quote the second part of that verse 2. And he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. See, that's the shortest sermon anybody can preach. He just read a scripture. Finished. I went and gave them back the book. First reading is over. The second reading will come after 2,000 years. Why? Hallelujah. The next verse. And he closed the book. Verse 20 again. And he closed the book. And he began, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue was fasting to him. And he sat down there. Verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this was the whole sermon he preached that day. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your eyes. This day is this. Which scripture? The preaching of the acceptable year of the Lord. The preaching of redemption. Who shall believe our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.